TNA. Agriculture was a major winner in the government's plan to cut emissions, despite farmers having yet to pay a cent into the pot of money set aside for climate spending. Industrial energy and transport were the other focus areas for the emissions reduction plan, finally released today, which will see major shake-ups in every sector of society. Our climate reporter Hamish Cardwell fired this report.
Agriculture gets more than $700 million of the nearly $3 billion in funding announced today. About half will go on setting up a Centre for Climate Action on Agricultural Emissions, which will research ways technology can be used to cut methane on the farm. That's despite the sector not having paid anything into a funding pool for climate spending while it and the government wrangle over a separate pricing scheme. Alex Johnston at Oxfam says it's a bit rich.
Continuing to try and research on kind of miracle fixes for our existing intensive dairy production system is not going to lead to sustained reductions. So, you know, if the government's going to be investing in these things, it should have been helping to scale up regenerative organic farming and a change in our farming systems.
The funding for the emissions reduction plan released today comes from money gathered from the emissions trading scheme, which all other sectors are paying into. Finance Minister Grant Robertson concedes the funding for the plan was designed so those responsible for causing the pollution paid. But Robertson says the agricultural sector is too big an emitter not to take action as quickly as possible.
It's vitally important to us meeting the climate emissions budgets. We could have stood on principle and said, no, we're not going to put any funding from this in, but actually that doesn't help us when it comes to making the actual reductions that we need.
Agricultural Minister Damien O'Connor says agriculture is an important part of the economy and a wealth generator. He says the large increase in research and development will speed up innovations already underway to cut emissions.
Some of them are available. We need to speed up the process of implementation of those. So the innovation that we're starting to see has to be implemented to get the gains. And we will ramp up the reductions from agriculture in the second and third budgets.
Meanwhile, another major focus of the plan is moving industry away from using fossil fuels for energy and manufacturing, with $650 million set aside. Part of the strategy is to ban new low and medium temperature coal boilers and phase out existing ones by 2037. But Rosemary Penwarden from Coal Action Network Aotearoa says that gives heavy polluters like Fonterra, the second largest user of coal in the country, a free pass for a decade and a half.
I'm in Dunedin. I watch a train with 500 tonnes of coal going past my window every single day from Southland to Canterbury to get burned in one of three massive, massive milk drying factories here in the South Island.
Energy Minister Megan Woods says the energy plans will see wins on the board quickly. It will account for a third of the country's total emissions reductions by the end of the decade.
That is bringing around a shift straight from coal to renewables, because a number of processors and manufacturers for processed heat do use coal in the South Island. The reason that we're making that switch out straight from coal to renewables is why we're seeing such good abatement rates.
$73 million has also been invested into developing a byproduct of the forestry industry called woody biomass as an alternative to fossil fuel and boilers. There will be some more climate spending to come in the budget released on Thursday.